We have to do today the Mincha Gedolah. We have to go back. The Mincha Gedolah we have here, let's see, start from like Zion. Okay, what we do today is we do a little Mincha Gedolah, and then we'll see if we go further. So we're going to go back to Pasuk Zion, back to page 316, Perek Hey Pasuk Zion. I'm going to go through the entire Mincha Gedolah, all the way from Zion, Ches, Tes, and Yud. The Mincha Gedolah is very interesting. Okay, so let's just very quickly read over these four Pesukim, just to get back into the swing of things. Pasuk Zion on page 316 says, Ha'ifchim l'lana mishpat. This is a complaint against Klal Yisrael. They are corrupt. They are corrupt to the degree where they transform mishpat. Mishpat is sweet. Melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem loves tzedakah u'mishpat. And the Jewish people, they transform this love and this sweetness into wormwood, bitterness. It's bitter if someone gets justice. It's much more fun when there is corruption. Ahoivchem l'lana mishpat, they have transformed society where it's bitter to exercise mishpat, utztakol aretz hanihinichu, and they have abandoned righteousness. We have some very beautiful perushim. We're not going to go through now. We did the last few days, but it's a very big complaint. And then the next pasuk is very complex. There are many perushim. Either it means Hashem here is now going to, let's learn this one. Hashem is now going to punish Klal Yisrael. It's okay. I got it. It's okay. Hashem is going to punish Klal Yisrael. How? Hashem is going to transform. He's going to, okay, many perushim. He's going to interchange them. Mida kineged mida. What normally brings heat is going to bring cold. What normally brings water, liquid, is going to bring dryness. The world is going to be turned upside down, tipsy-turvy. V'hoifech labeker tzalmaves, those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to transform a person who is in a state of tzalmaves. Hashem has the power, if he so wishes, to make for him boker. V'yoyim Laila Hechshech, a person in his life who is in a state of yom, of light. Everything is working, is wonderful. If Hashem wants, Hashem will transform this. Laila will turn it into darkness, Hechshech. The yom, Laila Hechshech, what's a person who is in a matzav, a state of yom, will be overtaken by the darkness of Laila. Hashem is going to be the one that's going to break the boundaries of earth and yam and the sea. Hakarli me'ayam v'yishbechem al p'nei ha'aretz. Hashem calls the me'ayam and he caused the water to be spilled upon the p'nei ha'aretz. Hashem is going to bring floods. Many perushim Hashem shemo. So it's midah k'neged. The basic idea here is midah k'neged. Midah, you have taken what is correct and you have transformed it and made what is correct not correct. What's not correct, correct. Midah k'neged midah, Hashem is going to turn the world upside down and drive you mad. Lightness will become darkness, darkness will become lightness, dry land will become flooded, and the areas where there was no water will become dry. And this is going to cause human beings to suffer very greatly. Pasuk Tes, again another curse, Hamavlik Shoid Alaz, Hashem will cause the weak, many perushim will learn that one perish, Hashem will cause the weak to prevail upon the mighty. V'shoid, and we repeat this idea, the weak al mivtzor yavo, the weak will come and overtake the fortress. Pasuk Yud, and then we repeat ourselves, why is all of this happening? We wind down because you are corrupt. Sanu v'ashar mechiach, you hate when the person gives musr publicly. You publicly express your hatred for the prophets. The people who are giving you musr, in public, in the shar, you express your hatred for them. V'doiver ta'amim, people who are wholesome, people who speak with words of wholesomeness, correctness, penetrating insight into what is really taking place in this world. Yisso'evu, they are detested. They are sidelined and they are viewed in society as a pariah. Don't tell us, don't confuse us with the facts. Let us live our life, our make-believe fantasy life, and this obviously is a very great degree. This pasuk yud is an extreme degree of corruption, where it's in public, and there is detestation for people who doiver tamim, who say it as it is. Okay, it's very, very frightening. Now let's take a look at the Milchah Gedolah, back on page 317. 317 pasuk zayin and tes ahivchem lalana mishpat utzdakal aritz hinichu. Veheim devarim shatoli bohem kiim oilam vikiim Yisrael. Kumo shenemar ki yidativ lamana shayitzav. This is beautiful what he does. He takes us back to Avraham Avinu. This is mamish one of the first time. I think this is the first time that Hashem gives a compliment. The Torah, by the way, you have to appreciate, the Torah does not give compliments. The Torah is a very critical book. It is coming to super duper magnify man's minor, teeny, microscopic imperfections. It's full of complaints and criticism and mussar. It's not a sefer for the faint of heart.
The Torah, the whole Tanakh, but the Torah in particular.
The Torah is even more harsh to a degree than.
Okay. Hashem does praise the Avos, for example.
Where does he praise the Avos? Here he praises the Avos. Where? How often does he praise the Avos? Ah, this one pasuk. This is one of the only psukim where Hashem praises the Avos. It's few and far in between. It is not a book of praise. It is a book of criticism, a book of mussar, to magnify minor, teeny imperfections of man in order to make man better.
What about Noach?
Noach ish tzadik. There's an insult right there in the words. Tamim haya b'day roisav. B'day roisav haya tzadik. Ilu haya b'day roisav haya avinu. Lo haya nechshav l'klum. L'klum. Okay, but why is there another way? It's a very strange Rashi. Why is Rashi looking to tell us there are two sides to understand this statement? It's a positive statement. It's a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a tzaddik. What more do you have to say? And then yet Rashi says v'yesh shomrim v'yesh darshim lignai. They take the pasuk. Oh, don't. That's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. Ilu hoya b'day roisav. And boy, is it an insult? Look at the words they use. Ilu hoya b'day roisav shel Avram. Lo haye nechshav leklum, zero.
I would agree that Chazal are definitely.
But they're telling us the pshat and the pasuk.
They're definitely critical.
Very critical, but they're all we got.
Because of the way they read into certain psukim.
But Chazal are all we got. Yeah.
They draw back from the total criticism when they say, "Oh no, you can't say this one sinned."
Call me Shimon David Chata Ein Elatoye, but the pasuk, the psukim are very harsh. Psukim VaYishkav Ruvein is Bila Pilegeshaviv. What? He committed incest? He committed adultery? I mean, what's going on over here?
Sometimes it's very harsh.
The Torah is written with Midas Hadin, and yet it's shocking that the Torah here gives a very beautiful compliment. With no limits, no one's coming here to darshan lignai. Hashem says, Avram, how could I not tell Avram Avinu about what's going to happen in the world? I have to give him a security briefing this morning, what's happening in Sodom. Ki yedativ, leman asher yitzave esbonov yesbeisoy acharov lishmor derech Hashem. Because the essence of Avram is a person who teaches his children to be loyal and faithful to Hashem. This is mamash yoytze min haklal, for the Torah to give a compliment. Okay, one of the, it's very interesting, you hear about Gedolei Yisrael, one of the, not a lot of criticism of Gedolei Yisrael, but it's interesting, when you do hear criticism of Gedolei Yisrael, it's usually, very often, they don't give enough compliments. There are certain Gedolei Yisrael were not known. They don't give compliments.
Hashem gives compliments.
What?
Moshe Rabbeinu twice. Chol beis neman hu. Moshe avdi beis. There's a compliment.
It's true. Okay. It's true when he was giving Musar, it's true, but it wasn't a compliment for the sake of a compliment. It was in the Pshut Shel Mikra, he was saying to Miriam and Aaron, what a chutzpah. You talk Lashon Hara. He was criticizing Miriam, and the way he criticized Miriam is to show her how great her Avera was.
So what about the end, Moshe Avdim?
So
says,
I
this is the ultimate compliment.
Evi is called the Ever Hashem. But Hashem is not speaking in that pasuk. It's a record. Vayom Hashem Moshe Ever Hashem. It's true. It's the ultimate compliment. That is correct. But Hashem is not. He's not speaking. It's a statement that Hashem said, obviously, because Hashem wrote the Torah. But it's just telling us a matter of fact. Vayom Hashem Moshe Ever Hashem. Hashem didn't say to Moshe, Moshe, I love you, you're a tzaddik, you're my eved. That's not the way it came out. It's true, it is the ultimate compliment, but it's a historical fact. Here, in this post that he's quoting, it's a whole different league. Hashem is mamash saying, how could Hashem amar, ha-machas ani me'avram, asher ani oiseh, ve'avram choye yeh gadol...
So he's not complimenting Avraham.
No, so wait, where is this pasuk? This pasuk, let's go look at the pasuk, the context of the pasuk.
It's an internal conversation with himself, so to speak. It's not a compliment. He's not telling Avraham, oh yeah, he's very
good. Okay, let's see.
Yud Ches, pasuk, Yud Ches,
thank you very much. Okay, the context over here is Ki Yedatev, Hashem Omar Amachas Ani Me'Avraham. I'm going to destroy some of Avraham. This is a yitzim in aklal. I'm sorry. With everything put together, over here, Hashem, the pasuk could have just said, Vayomer Hashem, Zakas, Sidon, Vamayroki, Roba. There's no need to give us this hakdama. When it comes to Moshe's death, it's no choice. We have to report that he died. So once we report that he died, Hashem threw in a compliment. He's the Eved Hashem. Very nice. Miriam, Hashem's objective is to give Musa. In order to emphasize how great her sin is, Hashem says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't talk like that about Moshe. V'chol Beis Nemunhu, you don't talk like that about this person. The objective was Musa to someone else. Moshe's righteousness just came in kla'achariyat. Here, there's no need for this. There is no need for these psukim. We got a problem. Sodom is about to be destroyed. Hashem says, I'm going to tell Avram. And before Hashem tells Avram, we have two psukim that are super elaborate in telling us about the greatness and the righteousness of Hashem. It's really a yoytze min haklal that Hashem here gives this lavish compliment. I know people who are considered to be Gedolei Yisrael, and people complain about them is that they'll never say thank you. they really don't. That's so. Why? I don't know. I can't speak for them. I can't. No, they don't say thank you. They just don't. You expect more, and you're disappointed, and they're not. And why? It's a personality. All these excuses. It's a personality. And it's true. The truth is the one that I'm thinking about. I don't really know that well, but this one is a personality. It's a personality thing. Definitely no question about it. It's a complaint that people often have. People in this world need more than anything else recognition, validation. They need warmth. And when a person is in an authority position, you look for that person who is in the authority position for validation, recognition, and warmth. And when they don't come through on the level that you expect, when you would like, there's a little bit of a complaint.
I always say stories that, she's in the hospitals and nice to the nurses, to the doctors.
They're nice to them, but not nice to you. These people, they see for 5 minutes, but you see them every single day, they wouldn't look at you.
So you're saying they seem to be aloof.
Yes.
But how about when they interact with their own
peers? Donors, or the donors.
No,
no. Yeah.
You got to say thank you, not with their peer group, for example.
What?
With their
peer group, to each his own. And I've heard people justify their behavior. I've heard people, you know, yechidim. I'm not talking about, you'll read the art school books. And like you hear about the Baal Midah, the Midahs, the Midahs are just incredible, incredible. But I'll tell you a mashal, I'll tell you what happened. There was once a story, and this is really very, very disturbing, it's very true. A certain place, there was a fellow who was a very big Baal Midah, a young person, who was, he was like a Rav, and someone met his mother and said to him, are you Baal Tshuva? Are you Baal Tshuva? And these people are not Baal Tshuva, they come from Grois Yichon. And the mother was like a little bit insulted. So nice. Why do you think of Baal Tshuva? So he says, because the Midois are just so beautiful.
Wow. Not one of us. Wow.
And they really said it, Mesiach, they didn't say it like they said this like Mesiach Lefi Tumoy. Mesiach Lefi Tumoy, and it's like if you're in the position of you're a rabbi, then automatically it means you're not a Baal Midos. And it's very frightening, because to some degree, we forget about things, but it's scary. There's some truth to that. And why is that so? It's a rough world out there. Okay, there's no question. It's a very difficult life. It's very difficult. It's a rough world out there. You have to be dan l'kaf schus. Maybe it could be. I'm just thinking out loud. Is because Talmidei Chachamim, we're talking real Talmidei Chachamim, not just people that just, walk the streets the whole day. Real Talmidei Chachamim, not like me, real Talmidei Chachamim, who really learn. The Torah is a very critical study of Limud. Everything that we do, you learn Chumash, you learn Gemara, it's critical. It's a critical approach to understanding in order to make us better. To make us better, we should perfect ourselves and go higher and higher. If that's the whole, from the time you're in the crib all the way until Me'av Eshrim, you're in a frame of mind of a Talmud Chacham to be critical of yourself, critical of the text, in order to decipher the emes. It rubs off on your personality, and when you see another person, you're suspicious. You're suspicious, and you withhold. Unfortunately, this collateral damage, there's a danger. You have to work on yourself and use that neither being critical, adarabba, to go the other extreme is to go to the other extreme and have very fine midos. But you're going against the grain. Understanding out loud, this is a Talmud Chacham. When you study, you're always in a sense of being critical. Rishonim are very critical of the stories in Tanakh. The Ramban says, Avraham Avinu, choto chato gedoyla. He uses like these extreme words. He went to Mitzrayim. Hashem tells him to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land. He was a real Zionist, the Ramban. Right? You go to Eretz Yisrael, and there's a famine. So you'll fast. You'll lose a couple of pounds. Because you're hungry, you go down to Egypt. And he tells his wife, tell them that you're my brother, that you're not my wife. What are you going down to Mitzrayim? Stay in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have what to eat? So you don't have what to eat. You'll figure it out. And he says it was a very great transgression on the part of Avram not to listen to Hashem and go to Egypt. It's shocking. That's not the way we talk today. If someone would write a book today and would write that in a book, they would throw him out. He would be a pariah in society.
I'm sure others were critical of the Ramban.
The Ramban, yes, yes. Though. Yes, they were. But the Ramban was Ramban. Ramban got away with it. And we worship the Ramban today with no question whatsoever. Could someone say this today? Can someone talk like this today? Impossible. But the Rishonim are very critical. The Chumash itself is very critical. So it's not an answer. Don't get me wrong. It's not an answer. It's just why Taka is it? Why is it? Okay, but that's not the point. The point over here is it's very fascinating that this pasuk is mamish a yoytzei min haklal. We're out of nowhere, for no reason, for no purpose. Hashem says, the Avraham, two psukim that just laid on, thick. The praise and the shevach of Avraham when he's alive. This is not after he died. it's really a yoytze min haklal, from the biggest exceptions to the approach of Tanakh. And Rachman al-Sin, these Bible critics, they love this type of stuff. They love because they like to say, oh, there's an inconsistency, blah, 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 blah. And they go, so who wrote this? Didn't I write this? This is really a yoytze min haklal in Hashem's, in what it says. Now, over here, the Mincha Gedoyla over here is coming maybe a little bit to address. He's coming over here to address that issue. Why Taka is it a yoytze min haklal? There's a very important limud. There's a very, very significant limud in this pasuk because Avraham Avinu is the one that teaches his children la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so overwhelmed by this midah to go to be a yoytze min haklal, to give him praise when Hashem rarely, not almost never, is willing to give praise in Chumash, it must be because tzedakah u'mishpat. Whew, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu touches his heart. Every day, I said we a few times, melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. What more do you want than that? So now, when you read this pasuk, it's really that much more painful to read pasuk Zion. Because if this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so much, and he goes and he gives praise to Avraham Avinu, he breaks all the rules because of Tzedakah Mishpat, his love for Tzedakah Mishpat, and that translates into Avraham Avinu, look what we have done to Hashem. Could you only imagine how much tsar we've given to Hashem when we declare anyone that is just, anyone that exercises justice, he is a bitter, bitter person. Stay away from him. Yeah. And tzedakah, you throw in the garbage. The midah of tzedek, in the garbage. La'aretz hinichu, for the garbage collection. So you could only, now it comes to emphasize how great of a sin we were guilty of, that this had to be said about Klal Yisrael. This is what the Mincha Gedoyla is doing. He's taking this pasuk in Chumash. He's coming to super magnify it. And when you fully appreciate the pasuk in Chumash, then when you read this pasuk, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world to understand the sin, the severity of what we've just read over here. Let's read it again one more time quickly. The Haim Devarim, back on page 317, the pasuk Zion, Tess. The Haim Devarim, Shetalui Bochem Kim Olam. These two things. Tzedako Mishpat, the world depends on. V'kiyum Yisrael, k'moy shenemar, the very beginning of Klal Yisrael, ki yidatev, l'man sh'yitzav ezbanav, la'asoy tzedakah mishpat, v'soyf ha'toyva boho al yidei shneyem. Blessing in this world only comes as a result of these two good midos, k'moda at omar, tzioin b'mishpat tipodeh, v'shoveha b'tzedakah. This is the very famous pasuk, the Geula, Yeshaya, this is the Haftorah, one of the Haftorahs. This is the last pasuk of one of which Haftorah is this? I remember. Chazoin. This is Erev. Chazoin Erev Yom Tisha B'Av. V'shavecha b'tzedaka. This pasuk, by the way, is a very popular pasuk because of Daf Yomi. Why? Because Siyoin b'Mishpat Tipode is b'Gematria Talmud Yerushalmi, and v'shavecha b'tzedaka is b'Gematria Talmud Bavli. Okay, this is a very of Yosef Chaim Zonfeld. Every Sima Shas, they say this over. They say over this pasuk and the gematria that this, he figured this out. Tzion, I have to go remember exactly which one is which. Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh, I think is Talmud Yerushalmi and Talmud Bavli. Do the calculation or look at this. Try type it to Google, you'll probably find this right away. It's a very popular vart. V'chein ve'erastich li b'tzedek of a mishpat. Every day we say this. We put on tefillin and put a wrap around the three rings around your finger. We are betrothed to Hashem through what? Bitzedek uvemishpat. This is our connection. The kiddushin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from tzedek uvemishpat. Shimru mishpat v'asu tzedek ki kiroiva yeshua silovai. Everything depends upon these things. V'hinei ha'melech David haya oisem mishpat tzedaka. What did David do the whole day? David went and he was involved in tzedaka mishpat tzedaka sh'ar muzal. Next page. We turn to the next page 3. Correct. Okay, next page 319. She'im hoya ha'ani chai bedinoi, hoya mechaivoi. What was David's midah? David, if someone comes to court and he sees that he's guilty, he says, you're guilty. Mishpat. I don't care you're poor. Don't tell me that you're poor, you can't afford. Gezel is gezel. You're guilty, that's it. You're going to be punished. The achar kach, and after he was guilty, then, assuming, of course, that the person confessed and did teshuvah, David went and gave him tzedakah. David says, you don't have any money, you're guilty, you lost all your money, I'll now support you, don't worry. The achar kacha, you know, some light tzedakah, shi'ur chayva, he would pay his debt, assuming, of course, he had remorse. I mean, the worst thing is when someone does a crime and does not have charat. In America today, I mean, it's a Musa Haskell, how much we should pay attention. In America today, you cannot, there's no such thing today as not saying you're sorry in court. If you do not say you're sorry in court, in the secular court, the judge will throw the book at you. They can put every person can put away forever. So every sentence in civil court, in federal, state, it's always a leniency, and a lot of it has to do with how much the person has remorse for what he has done. Okay, so of course it has to be that the person had charata, and David said, listen, you did an avera, you're guilty, but now that you have charata, you did tshuva, I myself will take money out of my pocket to help you out. So that the ani should not commit suicide. If he has to give away all of his money to pay off his debts, who knows what kind of, he'll hate his life, he will not want to continue living. And therefore David says, do not worry, I will take care of you. Now with that introduction, we now appreciate this pasuk in much greater depth. That the Jewish people, they have transformed Mishpat into something bitter. This is a little bit of a off the beaten path and not our style of gematrios. It has the same gematria in the misbar katan, which means you have to drop the zeros. Okay, you drop the zeros. So therefore, that's why we're focusing specifically on la'ana. La'ana is the same gematria as mishpat, according to whatever you have to make the calculation precisely. And therefore, there are many bitter things in this world. Why did we select la'ana? Because la'ana is a play, it's playing with the word mishpat, in that they share the same numerical value. That's what it's supposed to be, the klal. The koilel. We're learning in the koilel here, so we have one for the koilel. What's the gematria? You figured out the gematria? What's the gematria of mishpat?
It's 24.
Without the zeros.
Yeah.
So a shin is going to be a 3, a mem is going to be a 4, pei is going to be an 8, and a tes is a 9, which is 24. And lana is
23.
3, ayin is going to be a 7, you drop the zeros. And the misbar katan, you drop the zeros, nun is 5, and hey is another 5, 23, it's still one off. One never stopped us. One is not a problem when it comes to a gematria. Ruvain v'shimoin yili Ephraim and Menashe ki Ruvain v'shimoin yihieli. Ephraim
Yuli.
Ephraim and Menashe is one off from Ruvain and Shimon. Ruvain and Shimon equals Ephraim and Menashe, but it's off by one. Why is it off by one? Because to show you that Yaakov says, Yaakov knew how to do math, no? The answer is because by gematria you are permitted to be off by one. The word itself counts, the concept, the combination of the letters counts as one. Okay, that's
almost,
if,
almost as good in horseshoes and gematrias.
Right.
As well, say it, as the, what?
Close. Horseshoes, only one with close. Yeah.
Okay. V'hu shahayu oisim hepech David HaMelech shahayim rachim al adal. So therefore the people did the opposite. Bal yeimar loy ha-mishpat sheyetze that David was kind that it should not be bitter sheyetze chayim v'ein loy umim. But what do people do? Umi meirim chayav. The people of this time, they would make the victim, the defendant, bitter. They would paskin against him. You are guilty. And we are going to come to repossess your assets. Al-Kain ha-Yinois David did not want that to happen. So David went and he paid off his debts. Al-Kain ha-Yinois l'Tzidaka, Shifa v'Yismach b'Stalik, Aryeh Me'elov. So the lion, meaning the prosecutor, should leave him alone. Ach ele, these people living in this generation, L'man morer chayei hadal. They loved to torture the poor people. It was a pleasure. It was entertainment to decide against the person guilty and then to watch and to suffer. It's like watching Judge Judy. Or people's, they still have people's court, is Estelon?
Yeah.
People's court. So it's horrible. Horrible how they mamish. They relish when someone is guilty. They interview the people, you know, they interview the audience. Yeah, you've all seen these things. This is not the Torah way. It's not derech to go and to take. Okay, the guy did an avera. He's guilty. So first of all, you know, I mean, don't overdo it. Every story is different, but some of those things that I've seen are just horrible. Horrible. Who would subject themselves to such humiliation to be part of that show? What do they do? They give them money? What do they do for them? Why do they join that show?
On television.
That's it. Covet.
Yes.
Covet is everything. The covet is, doesn't matter. As long as you're on television, it's kedai.
Exhibitionism. Right?
The loser gets paid by the show.
By the show.
The winner gets paid by the show, not by the loser.
The winner gets paid.
Yeah, somebody's suing for $300.
Yes.
Right. So he sues me. Okay. I lost. So I don't pay it. The show pays the winner.
Right.
So the loser doesn't have to pay.
No. So this is why he puts...
That's why they're willing to suffer the human. So it's
both,
basically...
Both
very strange. Like the story, the guy comes to the guy comes to, as a guest in the home of the president of the shul. So the president sits Ebenon on the front of the stage, and the guest sits in the audience. No one knows that the guest is eating by the president. He's a guest by the president. And he sits down there Friday night, and the guy next to him starts cursing out the president. And then Rosh Shacharis, I don't want to sit next to that guy anymore. Last night was enough for me. So he sits in a different part of the shul, Shacharis. And the guy in the middle of davening is cursing out the president. Laning, he changes seats, Nachamav. But then Mincha, you know, Musaf, Mincha, Meir, by the time Shabbos is over, he's been sitting in every part of the shul, wherever he goes, the people, they curse out the president. So B'tzoy Shabbos, before he leaves, he says to the president, tell me, you know, why are you the president of the shul? Why do you want to be the president here? He didn't tell him what would happen over Shabbos. What do you get out of being president? So he says, don't you know? I do it for the kavod.
Sounds like
I do it for the kavod. So here they love to humiliate this person. Ba'ifin shamish baruch shalom. Let's see what he has. Chayadal chayv v'hayu yoidim shein loy. I'm a couple of lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top on page 319. They know that the defendant does not have money to pay, and yet they love to bring him shame. The yomoru is chayav to make it bitter. So his creditors who make demands from him. Ba'ofen shamishpat hu shalom ba'olam. What used to be in the olden days, when mishpat was a form of peace in this world, hayu mehapch ma'isoy lelana, became a bitter experience. Ve'ilu hayu naistim ladal tzedaka haruim lohem, lasis lefim ma'inim, hayu adal oisem mitzas p'riyas balchayv. If the person, if the tzibah, a person is suffering, he does not have money to pay off his debts, so give him tzedakah. If the people, so the Mincha Gedol over here is something very brilliant. He's saying that the people should have, if this person is a good person, and he owes money, not because of any fault, not due to his fault, and now he has come upon hard times, society should be able to be set up where they would give him tzedakah, and he would use that tzedakah to pay off his chayvah, so he should not be humiliated. But they do. That's why these two go together. Mishparut staka v'haya niskan hakol, and this whole situation would not come to be. Ach elu hatzedaka hamutelus aleim losses k'day shetala oisam im nafshem hashemaima. But these people, the staka, that they have an obligation. The Torah demands that you give tzedaka. Don't think you're going to be a perfect world. Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev haaretz. That is the Torah's response to communism and socialism. The Torah says, what's the goal? The goal of communism and socialism is that no one should be poor. everyone in society is taken care of. The Torah says you're mistaken from the get-go. Ki lo yechtal evyoin mikerev aretz. It was a great failure. The whole world is poor.
Of course.
Communism
makes everybody poor.
Socialism is very good until you run out of spending other people's money.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you,
Bob. Next, ach elu hatzedaka. So therefore, that's why I don't think people say, "Oh, you have to make a society where there's no tzedakah." It doesn't work like that. The way Hashem made the world is, there's always going to be a need to give tzedakah. And in fact, it's a gilgul hachoyzer be'olam. No one is exempt from this curse. And the person has to prepare himself when he is doing well to make sure he gives a lot of tzedakah so that the gilgul should not come his way, or if it does come his way, it should not get to a point where he needs to be humiliated and take handouts. K'inyin ha-munvas ha-melech sh'amah al-avoyzai gonzu l'mata v'nigonazti l'mayla. He gave enormous amounts of tzedakah. My ancestors, they took all of their money. Where did they put it? They put it in the bank. I'm also putting my money in the bank, but not the bank here on Avenue J. I'm putting it in the bank in Shemayim. How do you put the money in the bank in Shemayim? By giving it out to poor people, to people with tzedakah, all different types of worthy causes. In Shemayim, you buy things with receipts. In this world, you buy cash as king. In this world. In Shemayim, how do you pay for goods? With receipts. Receipts of tzedakah. You come to Shem with all the receipts you've given to all the Yoni tzedakah, it buys you whatever you want in Shemayim. Not coming to we never saw a hearse going to the cemetery followed by Brink's truck. You don't see that. You don't see the Brink's truck carrying the cash. You don't take the money with you. Shenemar, emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishmam nishkof. Emes comes from this world, but tzedek, the tzedek is stored in Shemayim. The person's tzedakah, his righteousness goes before him. Now we go, so what does the pasuk over here say? It says, beautiful, we tied to this thing. That's the end of the pasuk. The tzedakah, they left here in this world. Instead of depositing their tzedakah, their money, in the next world, by giving it away to poor people, they've left it here in the bank. In their Swiss bank accounts, lo oretz hinichu oisa. That's the end of this pasuk. V'loy holichuhu imohem b'moisam. They did not take the tzedakah with them to the next world. Ki loy nisanum. They did not give it away. V'tachas ha'aloisam hashemayimo imohem. They could have taken the money with them to Shemayim by giving it to poor people, but instead of doing so, hinichu b'oretz. They left their money here on this world. Mokoim she'ein loy b'mamonoi to'elas. The neshama in the next world has absolutely no benefit from the money that he left over in this world. There are three friends man has. V'echad ha'mamoin she'omar eini yachol le'hoshialoch, and then she'ein yachol le'hoshialoch v'yatztokoi meres. Man says, I'm not able to save you. I will go to Shemayim and I will be your advocate. In other words, if a person, man says to man as a friend, the friend is money. Man says to money, I'm sorry, you're my best friend. I love you. I love money. Who doesn't love money? Okay, it's delicious. But man says to money, there's nothing I can do for you. The day is going to come when I'm going to go and you're going to be all alone. Or I can't help you. There's nothing I can do to protect you, to save you. You're not in my control. But the money says to man, listen, you may not be able to do anything for me. You don't know when we're going to be separated. But I'll tell you what, I will always be there for you. I'll always be there. When you leave me and you go to Shemayim, I'll be there. I'll be there to be your advocate, to tell the Pamalia Shalmaila what a great person you are. Can a person do anything for his money? No, you give the money to organizations. Once you give the money, you're only as good as your last donation. After you've given the shul your last donation, what have you done for us lately? Last year you gave a very nice check. Let bygones be bygones. What have you done for us lately? Use nothing. Once you release your money, you give your money away to, you give your money away, it's gone. The people you've given the money to, they don't even, they forgot about you. That's the way life is. So you can't do anything for your money. But that money that you've given away will always be there for you in the next world. But if a person does not give away his money, keeps his money, he hoards his money, then the money is not going to do anything for him in the next world. Here, the person leaves this world, and the money stays in this world, and it does not serve as the advocate in Shemayim. The whole Sharma Moinai. Al Kain, therefore, Achar Shatem Mahabchim Lalana Mishpat, now that you have transformed, you have made Mishpat bitter, Gamani Hapoyel Hapochim Hashem. So now going to the next Pasuk, he's explaining the Psalm the next Pasuk, I will reciprocate and punish you Nida Kineged Nida. How? What am I going to do? Umashani Poyel Hapochim Hukiani Oise Chima Uchasil. Okay, this is exactly what it says in the Mesudas David. Sheheim hapochim ze moilid kar ve ze moilid chayim. One of them produces coldness and one heat. V'chein ani hafeich la'asayz boiker mashuhu tzalmoves. I will transform what used to be tzalmoves into boker. Babriya hoyu chayshech apnei so. Now here he is, what none of the farshim explain. It's beautiful what he says here. He says here that look at creation. Creation, the pasuk, the Torah begins. It says v'chayshech al pnei sehoim. The world started out in a state of tzel moves. And Hashem says, Vayom Elokim Yihi Or. Hashem, who in the beginning of creation made from tzel moves into Or, Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. Nimt says, when Hashem created the world, Hoifech Laboiker had tzel moves, he transformed what was tzel moves into Boker. Upam Acheres Osa Hepech Zeh. What does it say? Ki v'yoyim v'layla hechshech. What does that mean? Humayim ha'al targem al v'yomesh choshech. Referring to makas choshech. Makas choshech in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. I once heard someone talk about depression, clinical depression, by Ephraim Shapiro. So he said, what was the mak of choshech? We think it's just you immobilized. Can't go anywhere. You can't pick up your smartphone because you're frozen. You're paralyzed. So he explained the mark of choshech was basically Hashem brought upon them clinical depression, darkness. What is depression? People who are Rahman al-Islam have this illness of clinical depression where they need professional help, medicine and psychology. They all describe depression with one word. Describe with the word. Is Dennis here today? Where's Dennis? Not here today? They all describe depression with one word, darkness. You live in a dark world. So the maka, we appreciate this today. Unfortunately, it's understood.
As part of Baboka Tomar, Mi'itain Erev, Erev Tomar, Mi'itain Boker. You can't stand being awake when you're sleeping. You want to be up when you're sleeping because you can't take the dark. You want to be sleeping when you're up because you
can't deal with reality.
That's what the Taicha that
part. It's another different the type of depression. So here it says the Yomei Shchesh, but he's finding Shemafar Shlosh Nasara, Shachar Shemosh Shamosh, Shachar Shemesh, Vahusar Choshech Alayla, Vahishchalayim Hechshech Lemitzrayim. After the Yade, I don't know what that means. Hashem sent away the darkness. Hashem sent the darkness and it got dark. Okay. I'm not sure the exact translation, I don't want to spend time on this, but basically saying over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world has done both. Hashem has done, he created the world through going from a state of tzel moves, the shadow of death, to light. That was creation. When Hashem wanted to bring Churban upon this world, namely to the Egyptians, who caused Klal Yisrael Tsar, Hashem destroyed their world. How did he destroy their world? The Yomesh Choshech. He brought what used to be Yoim, he made the Yoim into Choshech. He brought them into a state of Churban by going in the reverse order. Going what they had was Yoim, making it for them dark. So we see, so this pasuk is telling us that if you want to misbehave and you want to pervert the order of this world by taking something which is beloved, tzedakah or mishpat, and transforming it into something which is hated, detested, and is disgusting, so I will also do things in this world which were not meant to be. It was meant to be a world that went from of choshech al pnei sehoim vayoymer lekim yehi or. So you know what? I will now go the other way around. We'll go from there being or to v'yomesh choshech, just like I've done to the Egyptians. I've taken their light and I've brought upon their light their yoim. I've made for them darkness. Next, the next part of the pasuk says, "Akare l'me hayom shahoya kol olam kulo mayim b'mayim." The whole world was mayim b'mayim. V'lo hoya hayseniri. Now he's going back to these new pshat. Everything he's saying over here is novel. Everything he said over here is not what we learn in any of the mafarshim on the page. And we'll review when we finish one moment. Now he goes to the next thing. The next thing over here he's describing of Yaakov Shmarach is the way he made this world. The world was abraged. The entire world was water. Water covered the entire surface of earth. And Hashem said, Yom Shlishi, Yikavu Hamayim El Mokoyim Echad, V'Seira'eh Hayabasha. So the world came into existence by going from a state of Mayim to a change of Oretz. The Seiro'eh Hayabasha. Hashem limited the Mayim by collecting the water into a specific location so that the dry land can appear. If you want to misbehave, I will reverse this. No longer will it be Yikavu HaMayim, but rather we'll go back to the olden days when they shall gather. We have a precedent. What's so beautiful about the Mincha Gedolah is he's not just telling us things that things are abstract concepts. He's telling us these things already happened in history. You can relate to them. They've already happened. Look, learn from the past. In the door of Enosh, we discussed this in one in the Mamori Chazal, Ki vayishbechem al pnei aretz. Hashem reversed the natural order. And in the door of Enosh, Hashem flooded a third of the world. Now he comes to explain what's the significance of the end of the pasuk of Hashem Shemoi. V'zeh Hashem Shemoi ki yarkein ato aidei hipuch ma'asechem yaseh hipuch acher. Then he's going on to the next concept. But he's saying that Hashem uses his shame, it doesn't really explain, to make this transformation. I just want to ask you one question. When it says, when the Mabul occurred, the world was flooded. We all know that. When the Mabul was over, what happened? The world basically went back to the way it was. Okay, you'll argue that it's not this. Obviously, it's not the same world because of all the constellations and the Kima and the things that we've learned about. But pretty much, the pasuk says that the waters receded, and the earth was dry. It formed a crust. Noach did a test. He sent out the Oirev, the Yoina, and basically, after a year, it was a flood. The world was completely flooded. The waters receded. And now we're back where we began. Correct? In the Dor Enosh, it says the people worshipped idols. Hashem was not pleased. So what did Hashem do? He flooded a third of the world. Does that mean it was only temporary? There was a flood and people died. And then the waters receded. And then dry land appeared once again. Is just like the Mabul. Is that the Pshat? Or no? The Dor Enosh was a flood that never receded. In other words, before the Dor Enosh, two-thirds of the earth was dry land. One-third of the earth was water, was the Yamim. The Dor Enosh has committed horrible sins. Hashem brought a flood, Hatzif. And what was the flood? Hashem reversed what it says in Pasuk Gimel, Yikavu Hamayim. It was a reversal. And it remained like that, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. The reason why today, two-thirds, how much percent of the earth?
Right.
Two-thirds of the earth is water. That's not the way it was. It was only a third of the earth was water. Two-thirds of the earth is dry land. And that makes much more sense that it should be like that. It's because the majority is, this is a world that was meant for man to live upon. It's earth. Man cannot live in water. And earth, two-thirds, when we're dealing with numbers, we have this principle of two-thirds and a third. We would assume that the majority would be dry land and the minority is water. Because of the sins of Enosh, Hashem reversed Yikavu Hamayim, and now it's two-thirds of the earth is water and one-third. Now, what does that mean for us? It means that deep down there, when they do all these experiments, they send submarines down there, what are they finding down there? They're finding remnants of a civilization, of the Dor Enosh. Of the Dor Enosh. These are ancient civilizations, and who knows how sophisticated they were? Who says that they did not have technology that makes us look like the Flintstones? Their technology and their knowledge of science, and Dor Enosh, can very well be far, far more sophisticated than anything we know today. But their problem was they forgot about Hashem and they worshipped gods. And Hashem was not very happy. So Hashem reversed Yikavu Hamayim and they're flooded. So we're wasting our time spending trillions of dollars to go see what's doing in outer space, all with this belief, this lie that in outer space on the moon and the Mars lies the cure for cancer. There is where we're going to find the solution for all of our problems. It's much, much more likely we'll find the solution to all our problems deep down in the ocean. Because deep down in the ocean, another third of this world used to be civilized territory, human beings, civilizations, populations of the most sophisticated people, people that were grandchildren who lived in the time of Adam Arisha in the Chacham Mikola Adam. It was a different world then. So we're looking in the wrong places. Instead of looking in the galaxies, in the Milky Way, and who knows where, all the answers are in the ocean. Because in the ocean is the original third of the world. And who's saying this? The Mincha Gedoyle is saying this. It does not say anywhere in Chumash that the Mabul came about because Hashem reversed Yikavu Hamayim. It doesn't say that. It says Hashem opened up the Arubos Hashamayim. He opened up the windows of heaven. It says he opened up the Tehoim and the earth flooded. And then it says Hashem closed, it says Meferish, Hashem closed the Tehoim, Hashem closed the windows in Shemayim. He left open one Chamei Tveria, because the world needs it. But it says the world Vayishoku Hamoyim. But that's not what it says about the Dor Enosh. The Dor Enosh
doesn't say anything about it.
This Chazal tells us. This Chazal tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the Dor Enosh. We learned this. Hatzif es ha'olam. It doesn't say how the Mincha Gedoyla reveals to us what does it mean. It was Hatzif es ha'olam. It's all based upon this pasuk. So he says a secret. Because look what it says in this pasuk. It says Hakoyre l'me hayom. We're discussing here the principle of Hahoifchim. Hipuch. The entire theme of this pasuk is to undo. To undo. What are we undoing? Well, we're first telling you the way it was, and then we're telling you what happened. What was Hakoyre Lenei Hayom. Hashem called to the Yam, and Hashem said, Yam Yikavu Hamayim El Mokoy Mechad V'Seirae Hayabosha. Water gathered to one location and allow the dry land to appear. Because man misbehaved in the Dor Enosh, Hashem said, we're going to reverse my Sibirachis. No more Vayikavu Hamayim. And the water went back to its natural state of covering a third of the earth, another third of the earth. And it doesn't say it was reversed. Adrab, it's Vayishbechein, and now is the reversal. Vayishbechein al pnei ha'aretz, it's now been reversed. Hashem Shemai, maybe that also explains why we're saying Hashem Shemai is because just like Hashem created the world, this also was a change in a permanent change in the creation of a reversal of creation at two different times of this world. What about Choshech? The Yomesh Choshech. By the Mitzrim also. Now you have to ask the question, does that mean, you know, you take this idea a bit further, does that mean that the Choshech of Mitzrayim remained? Does it ever say about Choshech that it went away? The Makos, it says, Paro was mispalel, the frogs, I can't take the frogs. Paro in pajamas, everyone knows the Paro in pajamas, right? So yeah, you have to see. So they came out of it, but it doesn't say the Choshech went away. They were able to come out of the Choshech. Frogs, it says, they were all taken away. The Oirev, it says, they all went back. Dam, it says, it turned back into the same time back into water. But when it comes to Choshech, does it say anywhere the Barad? Also, it stopped. It stopped in Shemayim. You have to analyze the Makos. Does it say anywhere about Choshech? That's the end. And the Makos was, that means after 7 days, okay, they were able to deal with the Choshech, but it doesn't say that the Koyach of Choshech went away. Why not? Well, we take this Mincha Gedoyla, there's an approach. What's it just like when it says that Hashem is it's a reversal of Maisa Bereishis? From all of the Makos, was there any one of the 10 Makos that was a reversal of Maisa Bereishis? No. Except for Choshech, according to Mincha Gedoyla.
Maybe that's because you want to differentiate between Choshech and Afelo, by he Choshech Afelo. The Malba makes a whole long speech.
Okay, could be. Yeah, yeah. But all of the Makos was just a problem. A problem with a solution. Choshech, the Mincha Gedoyla says, was a reversal. We went back to the code. We went back to the DNA of the earth. The world was created. The Choshech al Penei Sohoim. This is the default. Vayoymer Elokim, Yehi Or. What is Choshech? Let's go back to the beginning and let's reverse that. Let's go. Take away, go back. It was. Vayihar. No. Let's reverse the Vayihar and let it be the way it was the very beginning. The Choshech al Pnei Asahim. We're reversing the Makor, the source. The other Makos was not like that. Hashem didn't go reverse the nature of water turned into blood. Frogs came. They were anyway frogs in the world. They just now ascended upon Egypt. Kinim. There's Kinim, we know there are Kinim, they just happen to come in mass upon the Egyptians. Choshech is different. We're going back to the program. We're going back to the person who designed the world, and we're manipulating the code. We're going to recompile the program. The world's going to be a different world. There's going to be Choshech in this world. And the Egyptians suffered, but Klal Yisrael is not subject to that. It was only 7 days, which means they were able to cope. Or maybe, whatever it means, what it means. It's hard to really define in words, but you see that there's a difference. Now we get a greater appreciation of why Choshech really stands apart in many ways to the other Makos. The second to last Makos, Choshech Makos Bechor, so it's a whole different type of Makos, because you're now touching upon the fabric of Maisa Bereishis. And where do you learn this from? You learn it from these psukim right here. It's a hippuch. And what's another example of the hippuch? Dor Enosh. And these things do not seem that they were ever reversed. They were never reversed. Civilizations are there below ground. Nothing has changed. Okay, we're going to have to stop here, and the next two psukim Yerushalayim we'll do next time. It's really fascinating, really fun to be. The Minhag Gedolah, his Mahalach, how he reads his psukim is really amazing.